I'd have a copy of God's Word, the Bible, offer to you free of charge and without any cost or obligation to you. Word of God says, the hearts of men, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live. Then they go to the dead. It is because the hearts of men are evil, the sons of men are evil, all men that is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the reason why you need the gospel. It's why you need my gospel. Gospel, God's Son, Jesus Christ. The cross, Christ and Him crucified, the only remedy for sinful men and women. Men and women whose hearts are full of evil continually, all the time, all the day long. Madness is in them. And then they go to the dead. And after this, then comes the judgment. Gospel, cross of Jesus Christ, is of course the only remedy. Change the hearts of men and women. Gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Not for everybody, not for all who are religious, but for all who believe. Those, that is, who believe, who trust in Jesus Christ, His person, and His finished work. The only remedy, the only hope for the hearts of men, the only power to change them, to make them new creatures in Jesus Christ. But the Bible speaks about the offense of the cross. The cross has and always will be an offense to natural men and women. Men and women whose hearts are only evil continually, who have madness in them while they live, and then go to the dead. The cross of Jesus Christ has always been, never ceased to be, and never shall cease to be, an offense to sinful men and women. Of course, the religion of Jesus Christ, the gospel that is, of course, is a religion that is peaceable. You know, that it makes peace with God and makes peace in the heart of man. It's mild, it's charitable, it's compassionate, it's merciful. Not like the other brand, Islam, murdering, terrorizing, killing men, women and children the world over. There is no such thing as a peaceful religion. That's a false religion. The gospel, and the gospel alone, brings peace with God through the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, which of course is an offense to the natural mind that's hostile to God. But it is the only remedy. It is the only means that will bring peace to the hearts of men. Peace with God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Tranquilizes the sinful hearts, minds of men and women. Removes the madness. Takes away the foolishness, the madness of sin, and the evil out of the heart. It's the only antidote, the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The offense of the cross Yes, it always has been, always will be. As long as the world lasts, it will be an offense to natural, sinful men and women. It has been, the message of the cross has been assailed with the most bitter hate the last 2,000 years, and continues so to be even unto this day. Always will be an offense to the unregenerate. That is the man or woman who has never been born at all. Or you can be religious. You can be chock-a-block full of your religion, but still have an unregenerate heart. Religion doesn't change the heart. Religion doesn't make a person new. Doesn't make them peaceable. Doesn't take the madness of sin out of the heart. Doesn't remove the evil and the love for it. Always be an offense to the unregenerate. That's why Jesus says, ye must be born again. Ye must be. In order for the evil to be removed. In order for the madness to be abated. In order for you to desire, love what you should love, and hate what you should love. Till you're born again, till the miracle of God's salvation becomes a reality and an experience with you. The madness of sin, the evil of your heart will continue. As you are born, so you live, and so you will die, unless you're born again. Not born again, the day will come when you wish you had never been born at all. You must be born again. The offense of the cross, well, of course, the message of God's atoning love is an offense to the unregenerate, to those who have not been renewed in their hearts and minds, made new creatures in Christ, their eyes open to see and to behold their need of the cross, that their greatest need is the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, to wash their sins away, to atone for their sins. But such, of course, to the unregenerate, such to man's pride, of course, is an offense. It is pride and his arrogance that I should need to be washed, that I should need the blood of God's Son to wash me, to atone for my sins, to make me right. When in my pride and arrogance you say, I'm all right. Of course, always will be an offense, you see, to human pride, because that's the one sin, that's the number one sin that keeps men and women from the kingdom of God, that makes them go past shaking their heads in unbelief. It's the same pride, the same arrogance that refuses to bow the knee before the cross of Jesus, acknowledging that you need the atonement of God's Son, that you need to be washed and made clean, that you need to be forgiven, that you need to be pardoned. But in your pride and arrogance, the cross, the message of the cross, is an offense to your human pride. But then, of course, the message of the cross is an offense to man's wisdom, especially, of course, his modern variety of so-called wisdom. The Bible says that the wisdom of God is wiser than the wisdom of this world. It's foolishness, foolish, futile thinking, you know, the evolutionary nonsense, you know, the idea that somehow something could come out of nothing, and that something could become material, intelligent, ethical. What utter nonsense. What utter foolishness. Whatever madness ever dreamed up such a scheme as that. the wisdom of man, utter foolishness. Darwin, Dawkins, bring your arguments. I'll refute every single one of them. Every single one of them. The foolishness of man in his wisdom and his cleverness. He thinks he can be his own God, sort out all his own problems. A third of your nation is slum. Slums. That's a third of your nation today. And it's getting worse by the day. You've got all this cleverness. You've got all this wisdom. And you know about the origin of the species. You know about everything about the universe. But you can't sort out the slums that you live in. You can't deal with the drug issues. You can't deal with the illegitimate children. Over 50% of children born in your kingdom, in the United Kingdom today, they are bastard children, illegitimate children. Immorality abounds, filth and uncleanness, disease and drugs, drunkenness, the madness of sin continues. You know, you get all the answers, all the clever answers to the universe, its existence, its origins, but you can't sort out your ordinary, everyday lives and problems. Because there's evil in the hearts of the sons of men, and madness is in them while they live, and then they go to the dead. People, there is only one answer to the evil, one answer to the madness of your sin, and that's the cross. But of course, it's an offense. Don't speak and then walk away. Coward, come back and talk to me. This is the way with them, you see. They make these statements and then they run away with their tails between their legs because they haven't got an argument, a leg to stand on. Fools and blind. The offense, the message of the cross is an offense to human pride and to human wisdom, the cleverness of modern man. What does he need a cross for? What does he need a crucified savior? What does he need someone who was crucified 2,000 years ago on a Roman cross? The answer to that question, it's because it's the only remedy. It's the only means by which you can be saved, washed and made clean, saved from the evil that's in your heart continually, and saved from the madness of sin that's with you, even unto this time. But the message of the cross, of course, is presented to you as man's remedy. But of course, modern man thinks that he can save himself. He can do it himself. But of course, here you are, as I've said already, here you are, and you can't deal with the simplest of your social problems. And not all the king's men, not all the king's horses, can put the United Kingdom back together again. Your politicians, your government is clueless, utterly clueless. They don't know which way to turn. They're running an empty, just as the common people on the streets are. No answers to the problems. Just keep throwing money at it. Just keep giving you more and more benefits just to keep you shut up and keep you from complaining. There's only one remedy, only one answer to man's ruin. Man, the Bible reveals to us, made in the image of God, made upright in the beginning, but fell into sin, the sin of sin of your first parents, passed on through the generations, until now God can say that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None righteous, no not one. none good, altogether become unprofitable, all gone out of the way. There is none righteous, no, not one, says God. Only God is good. And only on the basis of His goodness in giving you a Savior, in giving you the message of the cross declared amongst you, in order that you might be retrieved from the ruin of sin, the madness of sin, and the evil that dwells in your heart and will do continually until, just like all men, you go to the dead. And after this, then comes the judgment. Message of the cross declares that all are sinners. All men are sinners. And of course, that's an offense, and always will be an offense to the self-righteous, you know? The I'm okay, you know? I don't need this, you know? Jesus, in the Bible, He speaks to many, many classes of people. The brokenhearted, the mourning, the oppressed, those who are blind. He came, He says, to give eyesight to the blind, set the prisoners free, relieve the oppressed, but nothing, absolutely nothing to say to the self-righteous. In your self-righteousness, you see the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, as being an offense, the offense of the cross. But as long as it remains offense to you, you remain unsaved, you remain in your sin, you remain in the evil and in the madness of that sin. Message of the cross, of course, is a revelation from God. Man could never, never have dreamed it up. Revelation from God. Not something you see that you can work out and reason out yourself. Cannot reason your way to God. God tells you in the Bible, yeah, mock all you want. Cross of Jesus Christ is folly, foolishness, you see, to the modern thinking mind. The mindset of modern man and woman. It's a revelation from God that offends modern thinking. Message of the cross with its demands for holiness is an offense, you see, to your mind. Try, you'll embrace anything else. False religion. You'll embrace even Islam. That will be seen to be the case before you're finished in this land. Yes, you'd even embrace that. Why? Because it's immoral religion, that's why. Because you can continue, you see, in your immoral ways. You can carry on with your sin, with the madness of sin, and embrace such a religion. But to come to the cross, to embrace the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, to come beneath that cross and realize, acknowledge what it is that you are, evil-hearted sinners, needing cleansing and washing, needing changing and transformation. Message of the cross is the message of man's need of change, of transformation, to be made holy before a righteous and sin-hating God. But as long as that cross makes its demands for a high and lofty holiness, never, never shall you agree to it. Not, that is, until you've been born again, until you've been changed in your heart and your nature. Jesus says that a man must be born again before he can see, understand the kingdom of God, let alone enter into it. No man ever desired the cross. No man ever embraced the cross until he was born again. No person ever loved God, loved holiness, desired holiness, desired the Word of God, the commandments of God, until they were born again. In your natural state, natural born God haters, an enmity against God, at war with God, hating God, hating His standards, hating His commandments, hating His word, hating His Son, and hating His cross. The atonement, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, shed for sinners, hated and despised of men, an offense to them, an offense to all who have not been born again. But of course, it simply highlights man's love of sin, the love of fear that you've got going with sin. That's why God calls you this day to repentance. Repent ye and believe the gospel. It's God's command to you this afternoon to break off that love relationship that you've got going with your sin and its madness. You love the stuff. You love the vomit of your sin. You love your uncleanness. That's why the cross is an offense to you, because you delight in sin. You love sin, and you're not willing to break off with it. But of course, you know how to do it. You know, when you're living with that whore and you're fed up with her and you want something fresh, well, you just break off the relationship, don't you? You young women, when you get fed up with a man, when he starts getting violent, drunken, you've had enough, you kick him out the door and you find somebody else. You break off the relationship. Well, that's what God demands of you. You come to the cross of His Son and you break off the relationship with sin, the love affair with sin. You forsake it, you abandon it, you turn your back on it, and you embrace the cross of God's Son in order to find forgiveness, in order to find a new relationship, a good relationship, an everlasting relationship with King Jesus, with the one who died on that cross. He loved you so much. He came into the world in order to die on that cross so that you might be forgiven, relieved of the madness of sin, and cured of the evil of it in your hearts continually all the day long. The sense of the cross, of course, is revealed in every day and generation that it is an offense to natural men and women in the persecution of those who believe in Jesus. Going on even today, well, silent about it. You get it in the news day after day. Acts of terrorism, you know. They tell you about the bloodshed in all kinds of places all over the world, but no mention of the Christians that are being slaughtered day after day in the Middle East. No mention of the persecution of believing Christians. The world, even your own government, silent about that. So you see, it's going on today just the same as it ever has done. It's an offense, you see, to the world, unbelieving world. It's an offense to you that do not believe. It's an offense, you see. That's why Christians are persecuted, because they love the cross. They've embraced the cross. They've found forgiveness there and rightness with God. It's an offense, you see, and you can see it. You can see it today. Every day, every generation, it never changes. And you can see the offense of the cross in people the world over. Their slander and their mockery. We hear it here to some degree. You go past with your sniping words. You go past with your sneering, with your arrogance. You can't stand and make a defense. You can't stand and give a good argument for what you say you believe. Oh, you can't do that. But you snipe and you sneer and you mock. You know, the slander and the mocking, you see. Because the cross is an offense to unbelief. The cross is an offense to the world. The cross is an offense to the unregenerate men and women who haven't been born again of God, who haven't been reconciled to God. But then, of course, the offense of the cross is seen in the churches around you. Even here in the city of Stoke-on-Trent, they won't preach the message of the cross to you. Or they'll do all kinds of things for you. They'll feed you. They'll help you with social issues. They'll sign your card for you. They'll dance and they'll sing. They'll give you food. They'll give you sweeties. If you go to Longton, you'll find them there giving out sweeties day after day. But they won't preach the message of the cross to you because it's an offense to them, to their respectable religion. Do all kinds of things, but they won't preach the cross. They won't preach Jesus and Him crucified to you. They're frightened of offending you in their churches. It's an offense to them, you see. It's an offense to respectable religion. Methodism, Roman Catholicism, the Baptists, they're all the same. That's why you never see them. You never hear them on the streets proclaiming to you that you've got an evil heart that needs to be changed. You never see them out in the streets here telling you about the madness of your sin and how that the cross of Jesus is the only answer. You'll not see that. They don't love you. They don't love Jesus. They don't love the cross. Apostate religion for an apostate nation. No surprises there. Not at all. But the offense of the cross is to be seen. It's revealed all around you in your society today. Then, of course, there are those that mix the truth with an error. You know, that the change, you know, that seeking to, you know, take away the offense, to, you know, dress it up in fancy clothing, make it acceptable to you, you know, to please you. Man pleasers, you know? Man pleasers, that's what you got. But the gospel, you see, wasn't devised to please men. The gospel, the message of the cross, is devised to please God, not men, but to deliver you and make you pleasing to God. That is when you've been washed in the atoning blood of Christ. That is when you've embraced the cross in repentance and faith. Only then can a man or woman be pleasing in the sight of God, accepted in God's beloved Son. There is no other way. There is no other remedy. Then, of course, you've got those who are out amongst you peddling their errors. Those who deny the deity of Christ. That Jesus Christ is the God-man. God manifest in the flesh. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're always knocking on your door. You'll see them out here in the street peddling their lies. And why? Why do they embrace such lies? And why do they declare such lies amongst you? Because the cross is an offense to them, just the same as it is to you. Because they're just natural born God haters, the same as the rest of you. And will be until they're born again, their hearts are made new, and they're made to embrace and love the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. But even there, the offense of the cross is to be seen. And then those, of course, who deny the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ, that Christ was on the cross taking the place of the sinner. Because there was no other way by which man could be forgiven. Somebody had to pay the price. You can't pay the price. I can't pay the price. But God found a way. God made a way. God sent his son Jesus into the world that through him that the world might be saved. How? Forgiven. How? Well, the prophet Moses says in the Old Testament that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. God found a way. God provided the blood sacrifice himself, his own son, crucified, dead and buried, substitute. In my place condemned he stood. Did he take your place? Well, only you'll know the answer to that. Will you believe on him? Or is the cross still an offense to you? The cross is an offense to unbelief. Always has been. Always will be. As long as this world lasts, it always will be an offense to unbelief. But people, it's the only answer. It's the only remedy for the evil in your heart and the evil in the heart of this nation. The madness of sin. It gets worse day by day. And long before your children, your sons are told that they're in the wrong bodies, that they should be girls. Are your young daughters told that they should be boys? Have you ever heard such madness? Have you ever heard such foolishness, such evil, such wickedness as pervades this nation, this land of yours today? And because you consider the cross of God's Son to be an offense, it's an offense to unbelief. And you can see that all around you, people, in your society, in your world today. But I tell you, it's the only answer. And unless you repent and believe the gospel, embrace the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, I tell you, you will perish in your sin. You'll go to a lost eternity. It's utter foolishness. Foolishness to see the cross of God's Son as an offense, people. I mean, offended by what God has ordained. That's what God has ordained, that his son should die on a cross. Foolishness to the world. Foolishness to man's thinking. I know that. Foolishness to the liberal left. Foolishness to the academics that come out with all this garbage and spiel that you all take on board day after day. People, ordained by God, the cross. God devised a way by which man could be brought back to him. By the cross, there is no other way. I mean, offended by what will overcome the evil of your sin? Offended? How sensible, how logical is that? The one remedy that God gives you that would defeat your sin, that would make you whole again, that would bring you to the love of God, the grace of God, the kindness of God, the compassion of God, and you count it as an offense? What's the matter with you? Get real. Waking up, people, to the reality of your sin. It's evil and it's madness. And turn from it. Flee from it. Run from it. Into the arms of Jesus. Because he'll have you. He'll wash you. And he'll make you clean. I mean, offended? Offended by what will save you from eternal damnation? I mean, save you from what will... from what the end... The heart of the sons of men is evil, and madness is in them while they live, says the word of God. And then they go to the dead, and after this then comes the judgment. Then comes the flames that are never quenched, the worm that does not die, eternal damnation. The one message that would save you from such an end, such a destiny, and you count it as an offense, what's the matter with you? Waking up, to the reality of your sin and what God has done in order to save you from it. Some people, of course, they're offended by the cross because they're ashamed of it. What is there to be ashamed of in the message of the cross? The gospel's the power of God unto salvation. It's the message that saved this drunkard. What would I be ashamed of it for? Huh? To stand under God's heaven and to stand on God's earth and breathe God's air and declare God's message of the cross. What's to be ashamed of in that? It's your sin that you should be ashamed of. The madness of it that you should be ashamed of. Not the cross. Not the cross. It's the evidence of God's love for you. The greatest evidence of His love for you is that Christ died for the ungodly. I call you this afternoon to repent. Repent of the spirit of the age and of the world. The world always loves its own. Always has done. But people, what do you want? The love of the world or the love of God? Nothing but the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, can satisfy divine justice. You got a debt. You're going to stand in God's court one day, and you're going to give account. And I tell you, if you've not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, the evil hasn't been removed from your heart, the madness of sin, you've not been delivered from it. Yeah, it's an offense. I know. It's an offense to unbelief. The mockery, the slander. You see, they prove. They prove the very thing that I'm saying to you. In their foolishness, in their blindness, in their stupidity. People, divine justice can only be satisfied. You've offended a holy God. He has demands of you. And people, Jesus Christ alone, He alone, His blood alone, can satisfy that divine justice and clear you in the court of heaven. I preach the cross. I preach Jesus and Him crucified to you. Why? Because there is no other remedy to abandon the cross. The proclamation of the cross is to abandon all hope for you. It's the only hope you've got. It's the only hope of the nation. Only hope of all the nations. God's Son, Jesus Christ, sent into the world, crucified, dead and buried, raised again from the dead, in order that sinners like you and I might be saved. All sinned and come short of the glory of God. Unrighteous, no, not one. Only evil continually in the heart of man. The hearts, the sons of man, are only evil. Madness is in them while they live. And then they go to the dead. That's why you need the cross. That's why you need the message of the cross. Why you need to come to the cross. Why you need to come to Jesus, that you might be washed, that you might be made clean, defilement removed, evil removed, the madness taken away, clothed in your right minds and sitting at the feet of Jesus. Only He can make you right in the head, only He can make you right in the heart, and only He can make you right with God. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That's the message. Change of mind, people. Change of mind about sin. Change of mind about God's Son. Change of mind about the cross. Change of mind about the kingdom of God. Repent, turn around. Change your thinking, change your ideas. Turn to God's thoughts and think His thoughts after Him. Come now, saith the Lord, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. How possible? Because of the cross. God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed His blood in order that you might be washed and made clean, white as snow, and accepted in God's beloved Son. Well, people, it's in God's Word. Ask you not just simply take my word for these things, but to, well, consider, read for yourself and see that these things be so. It's God's Word that has the ability to make a person wise unto salvation. Thus that is who repent and believe the gospel, the good news concerning God's Son, Jesus Christ, and Him crucified. Dead and buried and raised again from the dead. You'd like to have a copy.